Ever wondered how many smartphones there are in Geelong? Or why does the light go off when the fridge door closes? If you've got a technical question, we'll fudge the answer in Ask Mill Gates. Ask Mill Gates.
And Mill knows her stuff. She did an online course.
Oh, yeah.
A one-hour online course. On how to answer all of these questions.
Yeah.
You're so
good. It was only half an hour, but I had to do it twice. I'm sorry about that. Who's today's letter from, Hayes?
Today it comes from Marianne from Grovedale. She writes, Dear Mill Gates,
yep.
I've heard my kids talking about making things turn on from their phones or a thing called Alexa.
Okay.
Does this make life easier? Mm. How does it work, please? Marianne from Grovedale, P.S. I love chicken salt just like you, Hayes. Oh, Marianne, I love you.
Yeah, we love you. Anyone that loves chicken salt's in our gang.
Yeah.
All right, Marianne, so the thing that you're thinking of is Alexa. Alexis is the half-sister that never gets mentioned. Look, you know what? Does it make your life easier? Of course it does.
Yes.
These things are wonderful. Does it make you perhaps lazier? Maybe. Do you need to get up and turn that light on? No, I'm going to talk into my phone. So, look, don't worry. So I could give you the real answer, which is you buy the light globes and all the things, then you attach the app to your phone.
Mm.
But let's forget that for a minute. Let's forget that. What sort of things can you do with these? You can open doors. You can turn on lights or lamps.
Yes.
Doorbells. You can turn on your music. The garage door that opens coming to Australia soon. You can turn on your heating and cooling if you're not there. Even your sprinkler system.
Yeah.
But wouldn't it be great if you could just get the kids to do all that for you like they used to in the olden days? When we were children and you were asked, run out to the shed and get me that hammer, and you'd go and stand and look for half an hour at the shadow board.
Yep.
Dad'd be bellowing from inside, it's on the thing, I can't see it. He'd come out and pick it up straight away.
Yeah, I need you to hang out just that small basket of washing.
Yeah.
And you're looking and it's like Mount Kosciuszko. You're
right.
Like, how am I going to lift that out to the washing machine, out to the clothesline? It's crazy.
So I reckon, Marianne, you mightn't have a phone that would link up with, you mightn't, if you don't have a smartphone, because I think you need a smartphone to do all that.
Yes.
I would let the kids do it.
Yeah.
I would get up and answer the door myself. I'm a fan of turning light switches on. Call me old-fashioned. I don't have any of these things. We need to ask Apple Home over here who's got it all. What's it like?
It's pretty amazing.
Is it?
So when we, both me and the other half, leave for the day, if none of us, if we say, hey Siri, good night, that turns off all the lights. If we forget to do it, it knows, oh, cool, none of you guys are at home. I'll turn off all the lights for you. Oh, it's doing it.
See, it's doing it now.
So it's doing it. So, yeah, I can turn on and off lights. We can turn the sprinkler on. We don't have the garage opener yet, but it'll come to a point where we'll drive up towards the garage and go, cool, you want to open me? And it'll just do it automatically.
See, Siri's talk, this is, now, Marianne, this is the problem.
Yeah, she's listening.
Once you get her on board, she's, and my Siri's grunting at me still. If I say, hey, Siri, she goes, even despite me being very friendly. Marianne, I would do things by hand. It's just a better way of life. And remember, if nothing works, just turn it off for 30 seconds, turn it back on, and if no one's looking and it still doesn't work, just give it a little tap.